4 Yellow Jackets in the early going behind the hitting of Jennifer Bowe and Jessica Lechner and the serving of Prado and Alajova. Still serving Prado. She sets up on the left side right on top of the Fortin Center green paint, and she'll shoot it back to Mattinger. Here's Pierce. The middle set to Overstreet. She's going to get it saved by Yellow Jackets. They pump it over. Coburn decides to take it. The pass up to Pierce. The outside swing by Mattinger, tipped up by the Yellow Jackets. A little bit of a long pass, but they handle it. Now the stuff block goes to the middle. They call a net violation on Rocky. They called it on Rocky Mountain College, 11-4 Jackets. Good defense by both teams in that sequence. Prado, oh, and that's mishandled out there by Christ, an ace for Prado. Everything going the Jackets' way in the early going. 12-4 Jackets. Prado loads it up this time. She dumps it over the net. The pass goes to Pierce. Outside to Mattinger. A little tip shot gets covered easily by the Jackets. Outside set to Bow. Bow gets it over the net. And they call outside the aerial on that swing by Bow. Finally, a side out for the Rocky Mountain Bears. And back to serve, Haley Pierce, the setter for the Bears. She goes across, covered by Prado. Little free ball over, sets up the Rocky offense. Pierce with a quick swing and a right to Eliason, who puts it home for the kill. A quick set to Eliason produces a kill, and it's 12-6. Pierce goes back to serve for the Bears. She'll shoot it all the way back to Cruz. Here comes the outside swing by Bow, dug out by Rocky. Cruz was there. Now a free ball over, sets up the Jacket offense. Here's Alajova, back out to Bow. A little tip over the top, covered easily by Pierce. Overstreet sets up Eliason. Eliason with a left-handed swing, covered by Cruz. The outside swing by Prado is into the net, a hitting error for Prado. The Bears point 12-7. Devin Prado with a hitting error. Pierce continues to serve for the Battling Bears. And she'll shoot it all the way back to Cruz. Nice pass up to Alajova. The middle set to Lechner. Off the net. They try to dig it out, but that's a kill for Lechner. Her third kill in the first game. 13-7 as the Yellow Jackets get side out. Back to serve, Nicole Cruz for the Jackets. She'll load it up deep. Load it over. Eliason has the perfect pass to Pierce. Back set to Overstreet. She takes the swing. It's covered by the Jackets. Alajova runs down the pass. Here comes Bow with a tip. Pierce saves it. It's over. Push shot to the back, and they get the kill. Prado with a push shot to the back corner. Rocky had all come forward to cover the block, and Prado pushed it all the way back as Kayla Loeffler goes into the game to serve, to play defense on the back line. Coach Kelly tries some different things out. Here's Cruz to serve for the Jackets. That's back to Loeffler. They try her right out. Here's Pierce to Eliason, and that's long. The red flag comes up on the hitting error from Eliason. 15-7, Yellow Jackets in the first game. Cruz loads it up again to the right side. She shoots it all the way back to Veldhuizen. Pierce, back set. There's Mattinger with a big kill. Nice, perfect swing from Mattinger, and that side out Bears 15-8 on the swing from Mattinger. That's her first kill in the first game. And she goes back to serve. She'll set up on the left corner. There's the toss, and she goes all the way back to Prado. Alajova, the swing to Kazmir is tipped at the net. A kill for Kazmir. Her second kill in the first game. 16-8 Yellow Jackets. Into the game for the Jackets, Hillary Morrison, a 5'10 sophomore for the Jackets. She'll set up to serve on the right side. On the right corner, she goes back to Veldhuizen. Pierce, outside set. Ellison has to push it over. Alajova, outside to Bow, blocked at the net by Overstreet. Here we go on their Jackets offense again. Back to Bow, another block, this time out of bounds. So Rocky was there both times on the block. The second time it went out of bounds, and that's another kill for Jennifer Bow. Morrison gets set to serve. Rocky needs a rally here. She goes back to Loeffler, overpass. The put away on the front row. Overpass from Loeffler produces another kill for Alicia Kazmir. As Rocky's trying to solve the back row defense problems in the early going. Here's Morrison to serve again, trying to get her third point in a row. This time a good pass from Loeffler. Outside set from Pierce to Veldhuis, and they call an open hand on the Pierce pass. Timeout, Rocky Mountain College. They're trailing 19-8 in the first game. We'll be back in 30 seconds. We're going to take it back. That was just a substitution, and Rocky gets the point on the hitting error from the Yellow Jackets, and they get their ninth point in the first game. A little passing issues there with Jackets on that time, and Overstreet goes back to serve for the Lady Bears. She sets up in the middle of the court. There's the toss, and she'll try to land it in front of Crotto, but they get it. The dump shot by Alajova is covered by the Bears. Here's Eliason with a big swing, a stuff block on the front row off the Eliason swing. 20-9. The Jackets stuff block led by Alicia Casimir pays off. Back to serve is Bow for the Yellow Jackets. She shoots it across. Tough one. Mattinger is a perfect pass to Pierce. The outside set to Veldhuis, and this is the way the game started. Covered by the Jackets. And that's the big swing on the outside by Casimir. She gets it down in front of Mattinger. And Casimir gets another kill. A little slide set right in front of us here. She got everything into that one. Jennifer Bow back to serve. They're at 21. And they're going to replace Bow with Jill Trabing, an outside hitter, a sophomore from Buffalo, Wyoming. She takes over for Jennifer Bow at serve. And this serve goes back to Veldhuis and up to Pierce. The back set. Covered by Kelly Fox, covered by the Jackets. Block at the net is mishandled by Veldhuis, and that's a kill for the Jackets. And I believe that was Crotto that time. 22-9. Things going from bad to worse for the Bears in the early going. Trabing goes all the way back to Mattinger. Perfect pass up to Pierce. Here comes Eliason with a big swing blocked by the Jackets. Little tip up at the net. Pierce saves it. Veldhuisen with a set to the outside. The left-handed swing from Eliason goes down. That's a kill for Jessica Eliason. Good save on the front row by Pierce. A one-handed stab that got the ball in the air. 22-10. Ashley Coburn comes into the game and moves out to the service position. Goes from the right side all the way back to Solomon. Nice pass up to Alajova. Outside set is blocking error on the part of the Bears as that one went off the hands of Pierce. And that's going to be a kill on the outside by Crotto. Back to serve Casimir for the Jackets. They're at 23. Nice serve back to Colburn. Pass is wild, covered by Veldhuisen, and that's going to be an outside hit. Casimir gets the passing error, and the Bears get side out. Pretty good swing on the front row, produced the passing error. And I believe that was Kelly Fox with that swing. Veldhuisen from the left side for the Bears to serve. Just over the net, all the way back to Solomon. Nice pass up to Alajova. Here comes the swing from Crotto. Crotto smokes it past Veldhuisen. Crotto with another kill. She's got four kills in the first game. We're at 24-11. And Alajova moves back to serve for the Yellow Jackets. From Bulgaria, Alajova with a jump serve. She hits it hard, and they let it go right past her. Colburn let it go past her, and that's an ace for Alajova. That was too easy there. It went by Colburn at about waist level, and she kind of gave it the wave as it went by. Alajova loads it up again to jump serve. A little bit of hesitation that time, and that time it's out. The service error on the part of Alajova tipped the net, and she must have had a little spin on it because it took a left-hand turn and fell out of bounds. Service error on the part of Alajova. Bears need some magic here. They're down 25-12 as Kayla Loeffler comes into the game to serve. Here comes Kayla's jump serve, and she goes all the way back to the back row, up by the back row defense. Here's the swing on the front row, blocked by Overstreet. As Solomon tried the swing, Overstreet all over that one, a stuff block on the part of the Rocky Mountain Bears. Loeffler will load up the jump serve again. A couple quick steps, and they call it out. And I think a service rotation error on the part of the Jackets is going to save the Bears. A lost point there. 25-14 Jackets. Kayla Loeffler will serve again. Want to dial it in this time. That's up on the back row beautifully by Trabing. Here comes the free ball from the Jackets by Lechner, and she free balls it out of bounds. 25-15. A little sloppiness on the part of the Jackets. We'll see how long Coach Schaub is relaxed about that issue. She's got a nice lead, 10 points. Loeffler trying to get her team back into the game. She launches the jump serve, and that's way out the back door. Service error on the part of Kayla Loeffler, 26-15, Yellow Jackets. And back to serve for the Jackets, Prado. Devin Prado loads it up, goes back, and that was out. This time, Coburn made the right decision along with Belle Husen. The service error from Prado makes it 26-16. Haley Pierce back to serve for the Bears as Eliason takes over in the front row. Pierce sets up on the right side, goes down the line, covered by Trabing. Alajova back to Trabing. He gets it tipped, dug out by Rocky. Pierce with a set to Mattinger, and it's tipped and down. Mattinger gets the kill. A little tip in this direction on the front line didn't hurt a bit as it found the floor. And Rocky's up to 26-17, down by nine. Back into the game, Jennifer Bowe for the Jackets, taking over on defense for Trabing. Pierce's serve, back to Bowe. Bowe, a little bit of an overpass, mishandled by Alajova. That should be an ace for Pierce. Haley Pierce has the serve that the Yellow Jackets can't handle. It's 26-18. Pierce loads it up again, this time to Cruz. Wild pass, the free ball over from the Jackets is covered by Loeffler. Outside set to Mattinger, she goes cross-court, dug out by the Jackets. Alajova saves it. Here's the free ball over. Rocky sets up the offense. Pierce outside to Mattinger, step block, and it should be out. Off the block and out, they're looking for the tip. No one's calling it, and the Yellow Jackets don't like that call. The swing by Mattinger on the outside produces the kill off the stuff block, and Pierce loads it up again back to Bowe. Alajova back out to Bowe. Blocked by Rocky, out of bounds. That's going to be Point Jackets, 27-19. Bowe gets another kill for the Yellow Jackets. And back to serve for the Jackets, Nicole Cruz. She'll load it up deep. Here's the toss, all the way back to Overstreet. A little bit of an overpass, saved, and put away on the front line by Mattinger. Mattinger's getting into a rhythm here, and it's bringing Rocky back. It's 27-20. Mattinger with four kills in the first game. She goes back to serve. She plays all the way around. She goes cross-court and gets an ace right in front of Jennifer Bowe. Mattinger doing everything right now. Timeout, Yellow Jackets. It's 27-21. The Bears are clawing their way back. We'll be back in just a moment. Jackets back out on the court as they wait for the Bears to join them. Bears making a nice run here, 27-21. They were down by as many as 11. Now they've got it down to 6. And you never know, even if they drop this game, that could turn into some nice momentum for the next game. Sarah Mattinger to serve from Steely Lake, Montana. She'll set up on the left corner. She's been a big part of this comeback. Back to Bowe, overpass, and a putaway on the front row by Overstreet. The same as an ace when you get that kind of an overpass. Overstreet slams it home for her first kill, and it's 27-22. Mattinger loads up the serve. This time she goes cross-court to Bowe. Alajova runs out the wild pass. Now the free ball coming over from Prado. Pierce goes out to Veldhuizen. She gets it on the back line, a kill. Veldhuizen gets the kill. It's 27-23. She painted the back line perfectly on the great set from Pierce. Mattinger still serving. What a comeback for these Bears. Mattinger loads up the serve from the left side. She'll go cross-court to Bowe. Another wild pass, and no attack from the Jackets. Mishandled. They couldn't decide whether Alajova or Solomon was going to handle that. Another timeout for the Jackets as the Bears are down 24-27. We'll be right back. And Mattinger back to serve for the Lady Bears. She's had a great run, both on the front row and since moving to the back line. A nice serve in front of Bowe, but there's a pass to Alajova, and it's off the net, off the block, rather. Couldn't quite tell which side of the net that fell, the Overstreet block, and that's a kill for Kazmir. You go to your money gal, the leading attack person on the Jackets team. It's 28-24. The Jackets are 2 points away. Here's Hillary Morrison to serve for the Jackets. That's back to Loeffler. Loeffler with a great pass to Pierce. Save pitched over the top by Overstreet. Here comes the attack. Outside to Bowe. Little tip over the top. It's covered by Pierce. Overstreet gets it. Looked like a double hit, and it was. Overstreet with a little jump. They didn't call the first one a block, and that's a point for the Bears, 28-25. A little question on the part of Shaw that that first one might have been a block, but instead they called it a double hit. So the Bears still in business here, but they can't make a mistake, down 28-25 in the first game. Jessica Overstreet from Three Forks gets set to go from the service position for the Bears. They got the wake-up call. That's another overpass on the front row, and the stuff on the front row by Kelly Fox produces a point. It's 28-26. The serving game for Rocky is keeping the Jackets off their offense. Here goes Overstreet again, back to Bowe. This time a good pass to Ella Jova. The back set to Kazmir. Off the block and down, a stuff block. Point Rocky on the stuff block from the swing by Kazmir. 28-27. And Schaub says that might have been out, but he says it hit the Northwestern sign, but it didn't quite look like that from here. So the Bears only down by one. What an amazing comeback. Overstreet just over the net. It made it. Bowe gets the set back, and that's going to be a kill wide, and we're all tied up at 28. Bowe took the big swing, tried to go wide. We're tied up at 28. The Bears were 11 points down in the first game, and they're back, folks, 28-28. Overstreet has a service error. Ouch. 29-28 Jackets. The humongous comeback, and then the service error giveaway. Back to serve for the Jackets, Jennifer Bowe. She'll set up on the left side trying to get her team the game. And she'll go back to manager. Perfect pass to Pierce. Here comes the outside set to Veldhuizen, covered easily by Cruz on the back row for the Jackets. Kazmir gets the kill for the win. The quick set to Kazmir produces the kill. A great game. It looked like a yawner. Instead, the Bears fought back, and I'm sure they can take that into the second game. Final score is 30-28 in the first game. The Jackets win. Game two coming up soon. We'll be right back. Back at the Fortin Center, and as you can tell, the crowd has received a wake-up call just as the Battling Bears got the wake-up call. After being down by 11, they actually tied it up at 28, and the service error by Overstreet was a costly one. Let's take a look at some first-game stats. Four kills for Jennifer Bowe from the Jackets, three for Devin Crotto. Alicia Kazmir had six for the Bears. They were led by Mattinger and Veldhuizen. The Jackets will serve first in the second game. Here we go. Let's see if that mole for the is possibly going to hold over from the first game for the Battling Bears. They don't want to have the bad start again. Here's Katrina Solomon to serve for the Jackets. As he goes into the net, a service error for Katrina Solomon to open the second game. The Bears have the one-point lead. Into the game, Coburn for the Battling Bears. She'll be our first server, trying to get the Bears the two-point lead. She loads up on the right side, goes all the way back to Cruz. Here's the set to Ella Jova, the back set to Kazmir. It's going to be down. Another kill for Kazmir. Kazmir in that first game, six kills, and she's starting out strong in the second game. It's all tied up at one as Nicole Cruz goes back to serve. Makes that Jennifer Bowe. Bowe with a tough serve. Overstreet with a nice pass to Pierce. The kill by Veldhuizen is covered. Tip over the top by the Jackets, up to Pierce. Pierce outside set to Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen gets it covered by the Jackets. Overstreet, nice pass to Pierce. The quick is off the block and down on the front row by Kelly Fox. Fox gets the quick off the block. And the Bears lead 2-1. As Veldhuizen goes back to serve for the Lady Bears. She'll toss it up and shoot it all the way back to Bowe. Ella Jova, here comes the set to Crotto. It's a kill for Crotto. We're tied up at two. Perfect set to Crotto. She knew what to do with it. She smashed it just outside the 10-foot line in front of Coburn. Kazmir goes back to serve for the Jackets. She'll start from the middle of the floor and go back to Veldhuizen. The dump over the top is covered by the Jackets. Ella Jova, a little mistiming, and it can't be pushed over by Lechner. Point for the Bears. They lead 3-2. Jackets and Bears trading points in the early going. Anna Kreese comes into the game to serve from Terry Montana for the Bears. The toss goes all the way back to Solomon. Nice pass to Ella Jova. Outside set to Crotto as a put away. Off the outstretched arms of Kreese. Crotto gets the kill. And we're all square at three. Best of five, first four games to 30, and the fifth one to 15. Back to serve, Alajova. That's an ace for Alajova. Totally ate up Kreese. And that's going to bring on Loeffler, replacing Kreese. That's a tough jump serve from Alajova. She puts a lot of smoke on that. The Jackets with a 4-3 lead. Alajova trying to stretch it out a little more. Alajova goes this time back to Veldhuis. A nice pass to Overstreet. The tip over the top by Pierce is covered by the Jackets. Alajova goes out to Crotto. Crotto gets another kill. Crotto's in the zone, her third kill in the second game, and the Jackets lead 5-3. She got it right between the defenders on the back line, and with that kind of smoke on it, they couldn't react in time. Alajova with the jump serve. That's a hot one. Loeffler with the overpass, push at the net, and it's on the Jacket side of the net. Here comes Crotto again, tip over the top, covered by Coburn. Pierce, outside set to Mattinger, tipped up by the block of the Yellow Jackets. The set by Solomon to Lechner is right on the line. Nope, they called it out. The Jackets lost one there, 5-4. Lechner looked like she had the angle, but it was just out. And back to serve, Haley Pierce for the Bears. Pierce loads it up from the right side, goes all the way back to Bow. Alajova, the back set to Crotto. And it's out. Finally, a hitting error for Crotto. She has not done much wrong in this game with three straight kills, and we're all tied up at five on the wide hit by Crotto. Pierce loads up the serve and goes back to Bow. Bow with a perfect pass up to Alajova. Back set to Lechner. Tips it over the top. Tipped all the way back. Saved by Rocky. And Eliasson pushes it over. Here come the Jackets. The set to Crotto. It's off of Loeffler, or Overstreet. Mattinger, rather. Crotto gets another kill. Crotto needs to get a hand in her face on those swings. She is just smoking it on the perfect set from Alajova. Back to serve Crotto. This will keep her off the front line for a while. Overstreet with a nice swing. Dug out by Cruz. Solomon with a set to Bowl. That's dug out by Veldhuizen. Pierce to Mattinger. That's long. Hitting error. Sarah Mattinger. 7-5 Jacket. Couldn't get on top of that one, and it sailed out the back door. Here comes Jennifer Bow again, or Crotto, rather. Crotto with a service error. And that tightens it up to 7-6. Sarah Mattinger goes back to serve for the Battling Bears. Line judge steps back as Mattinger puts it into business. Cruz with a nice pass to Alajova. The set to Bow. The stuff block is going to work for Overstreet and the Rocky Mountain Bears. 7-7. The stuff block on the Bow swing fell to the floor on the Jacket side of the net. We're tied up at 7. Sarah Mattinger continues to serve. The toss, the serve goes back to Bow, Alajova, to Lechner, tipped over the top, no one's going to get there, the pancake was there, but they hit it behind the uprest. So Lechner gets the little tip over the top to work for, and she's got four kills. 8-7 Jacket. Cruz goes back to serve for the Jacket. She launches it back to Loeffler, nice pass up to Pierce. The big swing by Eliasson goes over our heads into the crowd, Eliasson gets the kill. And we're all square at 8 as Overstreet goes back to serve. The freshman from Three Forks, Montana. Jessica Overstreet launches it back to Bow. Alajova gets the perfect pass. Here comes Kazmir. Another stuff block pays off for Veldhuizen. The Bears get another stuff block as Veldhuizen gets the hands up and the Bears have the 9-8 lead. Kazmir with a pretty good swing, but Veldhuizen all over it. Overstreet serves it long and ties it up with the service error. Momentum killer there by the Bears as the service error slows down the momentum. Into the game for the Jackets, Morrison from Kelly Walsh High School. Hillary Morrison, the 5'10 sophomore, will serve for the Jackets, all square at 9. She goes over the top to Mattinger. Pierce, the quick to Overstreet is stuff blocked by Bow. Bow returns the favor, and the Jackets have the 10-9 lead. It's set a little bit low, and not much they could do with it. Morrison will load it up again. She goes cross to Overstreet. Nice pass to Pierce. Outside set to Veldhuizen, covered by Bow. Back to Bow on the set, tipped over the top, covered by the Bears. And this confusion on the part of the Bears on the front line. It falls to the floor. and give Bo another kill. And the Jackets open up a two-point lead, 11-9. Morrison will serve from the right side. She goes back to Overstreet. Nice pass to Pierce. There's the middle set to Elias, and she smashes it home. How about that? Jessica Eliason finds the open spot on the Jackets defense and pounds it home. Coburn into the game for the Bears. Sets up on the right side, looked long, but Cruz covered it. Alajova, little tip, finds its way over the outstretched arms of Veldhuizen to the floor. And the tip pays off for the Jackets at 12-10. Bo goes back to serve for the Jackets. Her team up by two. Here comes the jump serve from Jennifer Bo. She smokes it back to Coburn. Pierce runs it down. Here comes the free ball for Mattinger. They're in business. Comes the Jacket offense. Alajova comes outside to Prado. Prado puts it away with a cut shot that couldn't have been more than 6 feet off the net. Wow. Pretty tight angle there, and it paid off for Prado. Prado with five kills in this second game, and the Jackets are benefiting with a 13-10 lead. That looks long as the service error from Bo. The jump serve sailed out the back door. 13-11 Jackets. Veldhuizen will serve for the Bears. There's the toss just over the top, covered by Bo. Alajova sets to Kazmir for the kill. A quick set on the outside. A slide quick to Kazmir, and she puts it away. Kazmir goes back to serve. And that's over the top to Veldhuizen. The swing from Fox, dug out by Yellow Jackets, blocked at the net on the second attempt. There's another swing on the front row, and that's Mattinger putting it away. Got screened out by the down ref, but Mattinger gets credit for the kill there, and the Bears are only down 14-12. And Kayla Loeffler, the freshman, comes into the game with the jump serve. And that's a little drop serve back to Solomon. Mattinger, she'll go to Crotto. Stuff block. Crotto with the cover. Bo goes back to Crotto. Crotto takes the swing. Mattinger hits it out. Mattinger was there with a quick hand, but she couldn't aim it. And that's a kill for Crotto. Six kills in the second game. 15-12 Jackets. Back to serve Alajova. You look for a tough jump serve here. Full swing. She smokes it back to Loeffler. Ace, Alajova. Loeffler didn't know where to put her hands on that one. It got there so fast. She is a great server. Stefania Alajova from Sofia, Bulgaria. Here it comes again. Get on your heels. That's a service error. And I jinxed her. 16-13. Jackets lead the Bears in the second game. Bears drop the first one 30-28. Back to serve. Pierce. Pierce gets it dug out by Bo. The slide set to Lechner. Stuff blocked by Overstreet. Point Bears. Overstreet just ate up that slide set to Lechner. 16-14. Jackets lead. Haley Pierce trying to bring the Bears back. She shoots it down to Solomon. Perfect pass to Alajova. A little wide, but Lechner runs it down. Perfect swing down the line. A line kill for Lechner. It looked like that set was going to be a little bit too long, but Lechner got there and put the heat on that one. 17-14 Jackets. Back to serve. Prado. She'll go back to Overstreet. Pierce the quick over the top, covered by Alajova. The set to Bo. Stuffwalk covered by Bo. Here comes the second swing. That's going to be a kill for Overstreet. The overpass on the dig went right to Overstreet. Overstreet put it away. Her eyes lit up when that one floated to her. 17-15. Bears down by two. And back to serve Sarah Mattinger for the Battling Bears. Hope you're enjoying this broadcast on curlradio.com. Mattinger goes cross court to Prado. Alajova back to Solomon. Solomon with a tip gets it to drop. The slide set. All Solomon could do with it was tip it, and she got it to drop between the defenders. And the Jackets hold off the Bears again, 18-15. Cruz back to serve from Huntley. for the Jackets. She'll set up in the middle and go all the way back to Loeffler. Loeffler with a perfect pass to Pierce. Outside step to Veldhuizen. Veldhuizen shoots it long. And they get the tip. It sailed because it caught a hand on the front line, 18-16. Veldhuizen gets the kill. So Rocky hanging around. They just can't get over the hump. Here's Overstreet. Just over the top. Crotto's there. Overpass and a put away by Kelly Fox on the front row. Maybe Veldhuizen. They're both standing in the same place. So we'll give it to the Bears anyway, and they're within one with Overstreet serving for the tie. That's back to Crotto. Alajova with a perfect set to Kazmir. The quick, and it goes down. Kazmir pounds it home. And Kazmir with three kills in the second game, and the Jackets hold off the Bears again. Hillary Morrison comes in to serve for the Yellow Jackets. She'll set up on the right side, shoot it all the way back to Overstreet. Overstreet with a pass to Pierce, outside set to Fox. It gets pancaked, but it's not good. It hits the aerial, and that's a kill for Kelly Fox on the little slide tip. Fox set up for the kill, and all she could do is tip it. Or she decided to tip it, one of the two. Ashley Coburn to serve, perhaps to get the Bears to a tie. Nice pass up to Alajova, and is that going to be a put away? No. Jackets got it. Pierce, the quick. That's going to go down, and Fox delivers. Pierce actually gets that kill. Or Fox, one of the two. Their numbers look a little bit alike, and we're all squared away at 19. Coburn serves into the net. She gives back the tie. Hands the Jackets the lead, 20-19. And back to serve Jennifer Bowe with a jump serve for the Yellow Jackets. There's the toss, here comes the smash, and it's back to manager of the overpass on the put away by Solomon, or Kazmir, rather. Kazmir just eats up that overpass, and it's 21-19. Boy, that jump serve is awfully effective, the way these Yellow Jackets are pounding it in there. This time she moves to the other side. It's off the net, somehow over by Pierce. Here comes the Yellow Jackets offense. The bump set. Kazmir takes the swing. It's tipped, covered by Rocky. Pierce goes outside to Veldhuizen. Down the line, tip. Kill for Veldhuizen on the tip, 21-20. The ball ended up a little long, but it was tipped on the way, and Hespin into the game for the Bears from Belgrade, Montana. Veldhuizen sets up to serve from the left corner. And she tries to drop it in front of Solomon, but instead a perfect pass to Alajova. The push over the top by Crotto is covered by Overstreet. Now some miscommunication on the part of Veldhuizen, and it falls to the floor, 22-20. Crotto gets the kill. The dig was there, but no one counted the back row out for the Bears. Here comes Kazmir with the serve. She'll go back to Overstreet, who pops it up in the air. Pierce runs it down the outside, set to Hespin. Goes over the top, covered easily by the Jackets. Alajova outside to Crotto, tipped up and covered by the Bears. The overpass. Lechner gets a stuffed block at the net by Hallie Pierce. Another stuffed block for the Bears. Haley Pierce got up high and pounded it down off the Lechner swing. And Kayla Loeffler comes into the game to try to regain the tie for the Bears. Still unable to get over the top since the first point. Loeffler with a jump serve, and she shoots it long. Another service error for Loeffler. 23-21. The Bears just can't seem to get over that plateau deep in these games. They're hanging around, though, so don't give up on them. 23-21, Jackets lead. A great cross-town rivalry going on here tonight at the Fortin Center. The jump serve from Alajova, and that was long. This time, Veldhuizen backed off as that jump serve whistled past her. And so the Bears and the Jackets trade jump serves. Errors. Haley Pierce from the right side. In front of Cruz, nice pass to Alajova. Back step to Crotto, hits it into the net. We're tied up again at 23 on the hitting error from the Jackets. Pierce will load it up again to try to get the Bears the lead. From the right side, she goes down the line. Solomon with a little bit of an overpass, and it goes to the floor. The Jackets finally have the lead. Give Pierce the ace on that one. The Bears lead 24-23. Pierce will load it up on the right side. Same place to Solomon. Low pass to Alajova. That's back to the middle. Crotto shoots it to the corner, and it's down. Perfect. a push to the back corner right in front of the line judge. Crotto with a seeing eye push shot, and she's had a monster second game with 8 kills. That ties it up again at 24. You're listening to CurlRadio.com live from the Fortin Center in Billings, Montana, MSUB, Rocky Mountain College volleyball. And some dispute there about who is going to serve. Crotto will serve for the Jacket. She sets up right off the back line and serves it into the net. So she hands back the lead to the Bears. And that'll put Sarah Banninger on the line for the Battling Bears. They'd love to get a little separation here for once. Banninger starts out in the far left corner. Floats it over the top. That's back to Bowl. Alajova goes to Lechner. Lechner shoots it long. There you go. That's a two-point lead for the Bears on the Lechner hitting error. The Bears are 4 points away from a win in the second game. Timeout, Yellow Jackets, 26-24 Bears. We'll be back in just a moment. And the Bears just 4 points away from a comeback win in the second game. The Jackets succeeded in holding off the Bears' big comeback in the first game, but now the Bears are rallying late and have a two-point lead. Banninger goes back to serve for the Bears. Here's the toss and the throw, and it's out. The service error, another costly service error for the Battling Bears. 26-25, the Bears cling to the one-point lead late in the second game as Cruz goes back to serve for the Jackets. And she floats it all the way back to Loeffler. Nice pass up to Pierce. There's the outside set to Veldhuizen, and she shoots it long. Is there a tip? No. We're all tied up at 26 on the hitting error from Veldhuizen. 26-26. Nicole Cruz launches it back to Loeffler. Another pop-up pass from Loeffler. The outside swing by Veldhuizen is going to be on the line and down. Veldhuizen gets a seeing eye hit down the line, and the Bears lead 27-26. Not much on it, but she sure had the perfect placement as it painted that yellow line on the left side. Here's the serve from Overstreet. Back to Bowl. Aljova to Kazmir. Stuff block and a put away. Veldhuizen and Fox get the stuff block on the front line, and the Bears are up by two, 28-26. Overstreet. A little float pass. Back, there's the pass to Alajova. They go back to Bowl, and Bowl missed it. It's 29-26, a hitting error from Jennifer Bowl. She didn't back off a bit. She smoked that one down, and it missed down in the back corner on the left side. So the Bears are 1 point away from a win in the second game. Timeout Jackets. We'll be right back. Jackets out first, and a quick timeout by Sarah Shaw. Here comes Overstreet to serve a game point possibly for the Bears. She goes a float serve back to Bowl. Alajova goes outside to Katrina Solomon. They get stuff blocked. Little tip over the top. Covered by the Bears? No. Solomon gets it down. A kill for Solomon on the little tip over the top. It's 29-27. A lot of fans for Katrina in the house tonight as she was part of that state championship team for senior high 2 years ago. 29-27, no mistakes for the Jackets at this point. Banninger with a nice pass up to Pierce. There's Veldhuizen, she gets blocked. Tip over the top, Eliasson gets it over. Alajova, outside to Bowl. Bowl gets it off the top of the net and down. It's a one-point game on the Bowl kill. Tip the top of the net, threw off the defenders in the back line, and it fell about 2 feet inside the back line, right on the sideline. Can the Jackets tie it up? Here we go. Nice pass from Banninger up to Pierce. Veldhuizen launches it way long. We're all tied up at 29 on the hitting error from Veldhuizen. Now Rocky wants to talk it over. We're all square at 29. What a game. We'll be right back. Teams break the huddle. The Bears have the Jackets down 28-26. They've come back to tie it up at 29. And no cap here, so we're going to go as high as it's needed to have a two-point separation between these two teams. The Bears kind of on their heels. They were looking at the win in the second game, and the Jackets have fought back. Morrison to serve for the Lady Jackets. She'll launch it from the right side and go back to Banninger. Nice pass up to Pierce. There's the swing by Eliasson. Punched over the top. Here we go with the Rocky offense. Pierce to Eliason again. She punches it down for the kill. 30-29, a cross-court kill from Eliason finds its way to the floor. Jacket fans don't like that call, but the call stands by the line judge on the far left. So once again, the Bears at game point with Ashley Coburn ready to serve. Sarah Shaw gives the down ref a little piece of her mind. Back to Crotto. Kazmir over the top, covered easily by Manager. Here comes the offense. Little tip over the top is covered by Solomon. Alajova to Bow, blocked out of bounds, tied up again at 30. Alajova with a beautiful set to Bow, who put everything into it, and it came back out of bounds. All square at 30. And back to serve, Jennifer Bow for the Jacket. She loads it up and goes back to Manager. Manager up to Pierce. The slide set to Fox is way long. The Jackets have the one-point lead. Kelly Fox pushed it long. Couldn't get on top of that one, and now the Jackets are at game point. 31-30. Bow loads up the serve from the left corner, shoots it down on the line, out, tied up. They called it out. Out by a whisker. All squared away at 31. That serve looked awfully close. Shanda Velthusen to serve for the Bears. All square at 31 will do it again. She goes back to, and she might get an ace. No, the Jackets got on top of it. Crotto back to Coburn. Pierce is set to Mattinger. Stuff block, and Coburn can't run it down. The Jackets have the one-point lead, 32-31. Kazmir gets the kill. She'll move off the front line to try to get her team the victory. The Jackets are 1 point away from a victory in the second game and a two-game lead. Kazmir, that's a long serve. We're all tied up at 32. A service error from Alicia Kazmir. We're going to go to 40, folks. And Kayla Loeffler will try her jump serve here, see if she can bring it down on the Jacket side. Nope, she backed off the jump serve. Bow got it up, push at the net, dug out by Lechner. Katrina Solomon goes back to Velthusen, up to Pierce, outside set. To Overstreet gets the kill, 33-32 Bears on the Overstreet kill. That was perfect offense on the part of the Bears as they got a great pass, a great set, and Overstreet put it away. Here's Loeffler again. She goes down the line to Solomon. Alajova, the set to Crotto, a stuff block saved over there by Cruz. Overstreet to Pierce, back out to Overstreet. She gets stuff blocked, covered by Coburn. Pierce, push over the top. Alajova comes out here to Crotto, tipped up, covered on the back row by Velthusen. Pierce, the dump is going to be covered by Solomon. Alajova goes back here to Crotto, blocked at the net by the Bears. Mishandled, the Bears win. The block is mishandled. The Bears win in the second game, 34-32. What a game that was. We're all squared away at one game apiece. We will come back with the third game. We're all square at one. Bears won, Jackets won. We'll be back on CurlRadio.com in 2 minutes. Back at the Fortin Center, what a great second game and a good match going on here. Second game went to the Bears, 34-32, after they had squandered a 28-26 lead earlier in the game. And yet they came back and battled back and got the win in the late hour. So we're going to move to the third game here. Both teams back out on the floor. Seven kills in that game for Devin Crotto. And Rocky was led by Jessica Eliason with three and Kelly Fox with three. And a good game, as I said. We're about set to go here in the third game. Jessica Overstreet, the freshman, will start out for the Battling Bears. The crowd is being treated to a real good match here, and I'd say the bleachers behind me are about three quarters full, and there's a ring of players, football players, standing around the upper balcony here, so it's a nice crowd effect. Overstreet's pass goes back to Cruz. Alajova gets the quick set to the middle. Kazmir puts it away. Alicia Kazmir with a quick set to the middle gives the Jackets the 1 point lead in the third game. Bow goes back to serve. Here comes the jump serve for the Jackets. And she has a service error, handing it right back to the Bears. We're all tied up at one. Could look up service errors in that second game. Eight service errors for Billings, for Montana State Billings, four for the Bears in that second game. Loeffler, no jump serve this time. Solomon to Alajova, tipped over the top by Kazmir. Here comes the offense for the Bears. Velthusen, totally mishits it. Wrong side of the net. So some error action going on early, and the Jackets enjoy a 2-1 lead. Kazmir will go back to serve for the Jackets. Kazmir launches it back to Overstreet. Wild pass. Here comes the push shot from Overstreet. Goes back to Solomon. Alizova runs down the pass. Kratto tips it over the top. It's dug out by Overstreet. No, Kratto's going to get the kill on the little tip. And the Jackets have the 3-1 lead. That was an easy one for Kratto as she got it off the hands of two Rocky players and it found the floor. Here comes Alicia Kazmir's serve. She goes right back to Mattinger, and she shanks it. Ace for Kazmir. 4-1, Jacket. Bears trying to get their motors going here in the third game. Kazmir loads it up again from the service position. This time a pop over the top. Little pass from Loeffler. The dump by Fox works to perfection, and the Bears get tied out 4-2. Kelly Fox finds the floor with the dump shot. Back to serve, Veldhuizen for the Bears. And she sets up on the left side and goes back to Solomon. They're picking on Solomon on the serve. Here's the outside swing from Kratto. Perfect dig from Veldhuizen. Pierce to Hespin. Hespin shoots it long. Hespin with a big swing on the outside. He's been injured, so perhaps a little bit rusty. 5-2 Jackets. Had a lot of meat on that swing, but it just went a little bit long. And here comes Alizova's jumpster from the far right corner. She launches and just cooks it back for the ace past Loeffler. Another ace for Alizova. Stefania Alizova. And let's see how many aces she had in that second game. She had two and two errors. So a wash in the second game. Here comes Alizova again. And that time she gives them the ace. So the 50% thing continues. A service ace and a service out. 6-3 as the Bears take over. Anna Kreese in to serve for the Battling Bears. She'll set up on the left side just outside the free throw line and shoot it back to Solomon. Solomon's getting all the serves. The set to the middle, a stuff block off the Kratto hit by Overstreet. Bear point, 6-4. Kratto hit it right into the stuff block of Overstreet. Boy, that freshman is playing really well. And Kreese shoots it back to Solomon again. Alizova goes back to Solomon for the swing. A little tip over the top, covered by Loeffler. Pierce, a bump set to Overstreet. She'll roll shot it over to Bowe. Alizova with a big swing by Lechner in the middle. The perfect quick set to Lechner is paid off with a kill. It's 7-4 Jackets. As Kratto goes back to serve for the Jackets, and she'll launch it, and she gets the ace off the arms of Kreese. Too much for Kreese to handle, and it's 8-4. Kratto will load up the serve again, tried to do it twice in a row. Sets up on the far left side. And she'll go back this time to a new player whose number I didn't get. And they call it two hits on her, so we're going to have to mention her name. Caitlin Shows from Ennis, Montana, just in the game on defense. The Jackets figured it out quickly, and they tried her out with a hard serve down the line. See if Kratto goes right back to there, and she does. Shows handles it this time. Pierce. That's to Overstreet, tipped up and dug out by Cruz on the back line. Here comes Bowe for the big swing. That's over the top, tipped up by Solomon, the block, and then she covered her own block. Overstreet pushes it off the block and down, and Alizova runs it down. She gets a back pass, and that's going to go down. Lechner gets the swing down. Jessica Lechner on a wild sequence there, and the Jackets are up 10-4. Lechner gets the kill. And back to serve, Kratto again. The bump set to Overstreet, and she mishits it into the net, 11-4. I don't think Lori Kelly's going to let this one go too long before she calls timeout. She's out there encouraging him now with a few coaching words. Kratto loads up the serve again, and she'll go back to Veldhuizen. Overstreet has to run it down. The middle push is going to find the floor by Hespin. She saw an opening and put it down for the side out, 11-5. Jessica Hespin with the kill. Haley Pierce goes back to serve for the Bears. And she'll launch it back to Bo. Nice pass up to Alajova. Here comes Lechner for the big kill. Jessica Lechner. Two kills in a row for Lechner, 12-5. Boy, that middle set to Lechner is devastating when everything's timed right. And Cruz goes back to serve for the Jackets. She'll launch it back to Velhuizen. Haley Pierce goes back to Heston. Heston mishits it. 13-5 Jackets. They're coming back strong after that loss in the second game. And Rocky's helping him with a bunch of errors. Jessica Lechner comes in to serve, replacing the libero Cruz. And Lechner with a service error, 13-6. Mattinger comes into the game for the Bears, and she'll take over at service position. Caitlin Chose continues to play defense on the back line for the Battling Bears. Mattinger from the left side, she'll go back to Cruz. Alajova sets up Bo. Bo gets the kill off the block of Eliasson. Big honk and swing there by Jennifer Bo, and she put it down. And Lori Kelly tells him to aim that block inward, not outward. Boy, when you get that kind of momentum on a swing, it's got to be perfectly blocked to go to the middle of the floor. And back to serve Morrison for the Jackets, just over the top. That's up by Shows. Pierce runs down the pass. The free ball from Shows to the corner is covered easily by Morrison. The swing by Kazmir is put away on the front line over Velhuizen. Kazmir gets the quick set and puts it away. That quick set is working to perfection for the Jackets in the third game. It's 15-6. The Jackets with a 9-point lead. Here's Morrison again. And she helps out with a service error. Hillary Morrison, the sophomore, pumps it into the net, and it's side out Bears. Overstreet will go back to serve. Her team down by 8, 15-7. Jessica Overstreet will launch it just over the net. Cruz is there. Nice pass to Overstreet, or to Alajova. And that's going to be a Bear point, as Alajova had a call on handling the ball at the net. She tried the dump shot and got too much hand on it. Jessica Overstreet goes back to serve again. 15-8. Serve back to Solomon. Alajova, the quick to Kazmir, right past Overstreet. Bears vacated the back left corner. Kazmir filled it up with a ball. Alicia Kazmir gets the kill, and it's 16-8. Jackets hold off the Bears this time. Jennifer Bowe with a jump serve for the Jackets right into the bottom of the net. So a gift back to the Bears. Can they take advantage of it? Kayla Loeffler, the Skyview High star, comes into the game to serve for the Bears. She'll load it up deep, put it into play back to Solomon. Nice pass up to Alajova. The outside set to Kratto, and she puts it away past Mattinger. Perfect offense there for the Jackets, and they lead by 8 again. Kazmir will serve it up. One of the leading servers on the team behind Alajova. The serve goes back to Overstreet. Over the top, dump shot by Haley Pierce. Net violation, point Bears. The dump hit the ground too, but they called the net violation. Here's Velhuizen. Shanda Velhuizen will serve for the Battling Bears. From the left side, she goes back to Solomon. Solomon goes up to Alajova. The tip off the hit by Lechner finds the floor on the Bears side of the net. It's 18-10. Lechner with another kill. We're in the third game. We've split the first two, 30-28 Jackets, 34-32 Bears. We're in the third game, and the Jackets are dominating so far. Alajova with a jump serve. And that one's only about a yard long, but it looked like it was going to be about 10 feet long. So she had some downspin on that one, but any way you stack it, it's a service error, and 18-11. So 1-for-3 on the jump serve from Alajova in this match, in this game rather, tonight. Coburn goes back to Cruz. Cruz pass up in the air to Alajova. The outside set to Solomon gets tipped up and blocked by Rocky. Alajova goes back to Kratto. That's saved by Rocky. Coburn scoops it into the air. Velhuizen with a free ball over. Alajova to Lechner for the swing. The block at the net. That's going to find the floor. Mattinger gets the block. Kratto had a nice swing there, but the block was waiting. It's 18-12 Jackets. Coburn goes back to serve again from the right side. She'll shoot it back to Hillary Morrison. The swing over the top by Solomon is blocked out of bounds by Haley Pierce. Point Yellow Jacket. Solomon gets the kill. And Crotto gets set to serve for the Jackets. Just over the top, Veldhuizen shanks it. Ace for Crotto. And the Jackets lead 20-12. The Bears fought back from a similar deficit earlier in this match. Can they do it again? Crotto goes back to Veldhuizen. This time a perfect pass to, another ace as that pass behind the upref. Pierce couldn't run it down, 21-12. Another ace for Crotto. And she will keep working that side, I imagine, as it's paid off twice now. She goes back to Loeffler. Flat pass to Pierce. Mattinger with a little swing, dug out by Cruz. The back set. She goes to Solomon, and she has the hitting error, 21-13. Katrina Solomon shoots it a little bit wide, and Hespin comes into the game. Jessica Hespin, the middle blocker freshman from Belgrade, will enter the game. Crotto gets set to serve. So I missed something there. 22-12. Here's the swing by Overstreet off the block and down. Overstreet delivers off the Lechner block. Jessica Overstreet puts enough jazz on that one to find the floor off the block. 22-13 Jackets, third game. We're at Fortin Center. Haley Pierce goes back to Cruz. And that's going to be a shank and an ace for Cruz. Or Pierce, rather, off of Cruz. Got to handle the ball there. 22-14. Pierce loads it up again. This time it's back to Crotto. Lechner with a little punch over the top, covered easily by Coburn. Here's Overstreet with a big swing, dug out by the back line. And then the put away off the block. The stuff block on the front row by Solomon. Off the swing by Eliasson. And the Jackets are at 23. Great defense on the back line that time. And the Jackets are only 7 points away from a 2-1 lead. Veldhuizen digs out the service. There's Overstreet with the pass over the top. Alajova tips it up. That's going to find the floor by Kazmir. Alajova had the quick set. Kazmir the little punch shot, and it bounced off two or three Rocky players before hitting the floor. 24-14. Nicole Cruz gets set to serve again. She goes all the way in the back to Coburn. Pierce runs it down. Overstreet, tip over the top, out. A tipping error by Overstreet, 24-14. Timeout Rocky. They trail by 11 points in the third game. We'll be right back. Jackets break the huddle, and the Bears finishing things up as they talk things over to try to find some magic here to get back into this third game. Down by 11. They were down by 11 in the first game. Came back to tie it up at 28 before falling 30-28. Nicole Cruz will serve, the libero from Huntley, for the Jackets. Try to get her team to 26. She goes back to Coburn. Nice pass up to Pierce. Outside set to Overstreet. She roll shots it over, covered easily by Crotto. Here's Bo on the outside, tipped up by the block of Rocky. Heston's there. Overstreet, big swing and down, a kill for Overstreet, just what the doctor ordered for the Battling Bears. And it's a 10-point game. Sarah Mattinger comes into the game to serve for the Bears. She'll start out on the left corner. Big crowd here tonight. It's kind of filed in during the match. There's the set. The tip can't be handled by Kazmir on the front line. That's a point for the Bears and an ace for Sarah Mattinger. A little confusion on the front line for the Jackets that time. Sarah Mattinger gets set to go again, trying to bring her team back, and this time she pumps it into the net. Point Jackets on the serving error from Sarah Mattinger. So the Jackets hold off the Bears that time and still enjoy a 10-point lead. Sarah Shaw, the coach for the Jackets, shouts encouragement to her team. Had a great year so far, 12-4 record. Morrison gets dug out. The swing on the front line by Eliasson finds the middle of the floor. A kill for Eliasson, 26-17. Jessica Eliasson slams it down. Overstreet goes back to serve for the Battling Bears. She launches it back on the back line. Cruz and Solomon looked at each other. Ace for the Bears and Overstreet. That'll get the coach off the bench. Overstreet will go again. Bears within eight. Cruz, nice pass up to Alajova. The dump shot is dug out by Overstreet. Oh boy, Pierce was way over the line. The dig out by Cotro. There's Boa with a tip. She gets it blocked by Rocky. Now Fox will float it over, and then Kazmir launches it out the back door. Hitting error by Kazmir. That ball just floating over the net. Kazmir tried to put it away. Instead, she gave Rocky another point on the error. 26-19. Overstreet's pass goes back to Cotro. And another error on the part of the Jackets. And this one's getting interesting. 26-20. Another Jacket error. Overstreet. Just over the top. It tipped. That's going to be an ace for Overstreet. It tipped the net. Kazmir couldn't react. And Overstreet with the eighth. And once again, the Bears, seemingly out of this game, are clawing their way back. Overstreet goes back to Kratto. And Kazmir can't get anything on it, but the Bears with a net violation. And it's going to put the Jackets at 27, just 3 points away, as the Bears slammed into the net. Jennifer Bowe goes back to serve. And she decides not to jump serve. Haley Pierce goes to the middle. Eliason gets it dug out by Cruz. Alajova outside to Kratto. Here's the set from Eliason to Veldhuizen. Off the block, stuff block successfully by the Jackets. Point Jackets there at 28. Veldhuizen got stuff blocked. It went right back over her head, fell just inside the yellow line. Here's Jennifer Bowe to serve. Trying to get her team to 29. The dig by a manager. Veldhuizen almost got stuff blocked again. Instead, Pierce comes up with it. There's Veldhuizen. And that's off of Solomon. That's going to find the floor. Veldhuizen gets the kill. Shanda Veldhuizen. 28-22. Kayla Loeffler in the game to serve for the Bears. She sets up deep. Launches it just over the net. Dug out by the Jackets, and the put away on the front line by Solomon. Solomon slams it home. And the Jackets 1 point away in the third game. Kazmir goes back to serve. Game point for the Jackets. Just over the top. Overstreet's there. The pass to Pierce. Outside to Veldhuizen. And they call a net violation on the Jackets. The Bears hold them off for this point. 29-23. Shanda Veldhuizen goes back to serve from Brandon, Manitoba. She'll set up on the far left side and launch it into play. She goes back to Kratto. Alajova, the put away by Lechner. Game point, 30-23. The Jackets come back strong in the third game, and they lead 2-1. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to KURLRadio.com and MSUB Rocky Mountain College Volleyball. And back at the Fortin Center as we get ready for the fourth game here in that third game. Lots of errors, six service errors for Montana State, three passing errors, three blocking errors. So that's 12 errors out of Rocky's 23 points. Rocky helped out with six hitting errors, actually 15 errors in that game when you add in the attack errors. For Rocky Mountain College, six attack errors, one service error, and two blocking errors. So Montana State tried to help out Rocky as much as possible. Kills in that third game, six for Alicia Kazmir, five for Jessica Lechner. Haley Pierce had three for Rocky Mountain College. And aces, three for Devin Kratto and two for Jessica Overstreet from the Bears. Here we go with the fourth game. The Jackets one game away from a match victory over their crosstown rivals. And the Bears are going to try to fight them off and defend home territory here. They fought them back in all three games so far, not quite as successfully in that third game. But in the second game, they fought back to win 34-32. And they got it in them, but the Jackets also have been pretty adept at fighting them off at crucial times. Jackets will serve first, and Hillary Morrison loads it up. That's long, and she starts out with a service error. Ouch. 1-0 Bears as we start the fourth game. Sarah Mattinger will be the first server for the Battling Bears. It's Mattinger, Loeffler, and Pierce across the back line. Attinger loads it up on the left side. She goes all the way back to Solomon. Alajova tries to quick. It gets stuff blocked by Overstreet. Another stuff block by Overstreet. That's good stuff. 2-0 Bears. Attinger will load it up again for Rocky. This time she goes back to Cruz. Nice pass up to Alajova. Kazmir gets stuff blocked, but she saves it. A push at the net by Overstreet. A kill for Overstreet as the Jackets couldn't come up with anything good after that stuff block by the front line of Rocky. So Overstreet puts it away. She's having some great moments here tonight, and the Bears lead 3-0 in the fourth game. Here's Manager. He goes all the way back to Crotto. Alajova comes to Bo off the block and down. Boy, not much is going to stop that one. Eliason was there with a hand, but it went right off her hand, straight sideways, and a kill for Crotto. There's Bo back to serve. Actually, that was Bo with that kill. And Loeffler watches it go by for the service error, and the Bears lead 4-1. Jessica Overstreet gets set to serve for the Battling Bears. She loads it up and goes back to Cruz. Look pretty ugly. Alajova goes to Crotto. Crotto gets the kill. Cross court right in front of Alhuizen. Crotto smokes it to the floor right outside the 10-foot line. Kazmir gets set to serve for the Jackets. She starts out in the middle, and she'll go back to Overstreet. Nice pass up to Pierce. The quick to the middle, and Eliason puts it home, paints it just inside the back line, and it's 5-2 Bears on the Eliason kill. Ashley Coburn from Bozeman gets set to serve for the Bears. Sets up on the far right side, goes right down the line. Solomon with a nice pass out to Alajova. The set to Crotto is covered by Overstreet. Coburn bump set to Valhuizen. She pumps it deep to Bo. Bo covers it. Alajova back to Crotto. Blocked at the net and down. Crotto gets the kill. Heavy hand on it by the Bears, but it went right parallel to the net. No one could get there. And into the game for the Bears for the first time, Stephanie Walensky, an outside hitter, a 5'10 sophomore. Getting set to serve, Alajova, no jump serve this time. Coburn with a pass up to Pierce. Pierce tries the dump shot. It's covered by Bo. Back out to Crotto. Tip over the top, covered by Coburn. As a push at the net, it's going to get down. As Lechner wins that one, the push at the net goes to the Jackets, 5-4. Jessica Lechner gets the kill. Alajova, no jump serve again, and she still serves it out. She had two service errors in that last game, probably got in her head a little bit, so she abandoned the jump serve, and she still serves it out. So one good one, one bad one. And in the game to serve for the Bears, Shanda Valhuizen. Valhuizen loads it up from the left side. And she'll go back to Bo. Crotto tries the little dump. Doesn't work. Outside set to Manager. That's going to be a kill for... a tip. They tipped it. It looked like it was a tip. Manager gets the kill, and the Bears lead 7-4. Valhuizen will serve. Just over the top, Bo is there. Nice pass to Alajova. Outside to Solomon. Overstreet gets it in the air. Pierce goes to Manager. She goes high, covered by Cruz. Alajova to Crotto. Crotto gets the kill. Crotto just went cross court right in front of Alhuizen, and it found the floor, 7-5 Bears, trying to hold off the Jackets here in the fourth game. Crotto goes back to serve. Overstreet with a nice pass to Pierce. Outside to Manager. Manager goes cross court. Crotto with the dig. Punched over the top by Solomon, and it goes down. A little one-arm punch right inside the aerial by Solomon finds the sideline. And it's 7-6 Jackets. Solomon with a great move there. Overstreet with the service pass. Outside to Manager. Manager, not much on it. Easily up in the air by Crotto. Alajova goes to Bo. Bo winds up, and it gets dug out by Rocky. Back to Manager. Tipped up, covered by Cruz. The back set to Solomon, and that's going to go down. Nope. Coburn runs it down. Valhuizen with the free ball over. Cruz is on it. Nice pass up to Alajova. The quick to Lechner, and it's put away by Jessica Lechner. All tied up at 7 on the put-away by Jessica Lechner. Crotto. Devin Crotto will serve again for the Jackets as they've tied it up. She'll go back to Overstreet. Nice pass up to Pierce. Back set to Fox. Comes down on the wrong side of the net for the Bears on the block by the Jackets. And the Jackets now lead 8-7. Crotto gets set to serve again. It's a short step, and she gets a lot of power on it. Mattinger. She gets the set back. She goes deep and cruises there on the cover. Alajova comes to Bowe. Bowe goes long, but it's covered by Valdhusen. Pierce outside to Mattinger. She gets it off the aerial. And who's going to get that one? Yep, off the aerial. Mattinger with a hitting error. It actually fell on the Jackets side of the net, but it hit the aerial first. Jackets now up 9-7 in the fourth game. Here's Crotto. She goes back to Mattinger. They're quick to the middle. The Fox is going to find the floor on the tip by Kelly Fox. 9-8. Kelly Fox gets the kill on the little tip shot in the middle. Kayla Loeffler in the game to serve for the Battling Bears. And she'll go back to Cruz. Perfect pass up to Alajova. The middle set to Lechner is dug out by Coburn. Pierce to Mattinger. Right on the net. A little tight on that set. And I think Mattinger carried into the net. That was a tough set there from Pierce as it got a little tight on the net. 10-8, Jackets. Back to serve Nicole Cruz for the Jackets. There's the toss, and she goes back to Valdhusen. Perfect pass to Pierce. The slide set to Overstreet. Step block and recovered by the Bears. The free ball over by Overstreet. Here comes the Jacket offense. Solomon gets it dug out by Loeffler. Mattinger, dug out by Jackets. Now it's a long one. No, it's covered by Cruz. It looked like it was going long. Here's Bowe with a big swing, blocked up by the Bears. Pierce, the back set to Overstreet, dug out by the Bears. Mattinger, free ball over. Solomon stretches up and gets it. Here's Pierce, outside to Mattinger, and they call a setting error on Pierce. 11-8. Terrific defense on both sides of the net that time. The Jackets win the hard-earned point, 11-8. And Nicole Cruz will serve again, her team up by 3 in the fourth game. All the way back to Mattinger. Pierce goes out to Mattinger on the set, covered by Cruz on the tip. Alajova to Bowe. Bowe is stuff-blocked, but it's covered by her teammates. Solomon goes back to Bowe. This time it's going to go down. Bowe gets the kill. Hits a little bit of hand. Goes parallel to the net. Awfully tough to get to. And the Jackets lead 12-8. Nicole Cruz gets set to go again from the service position. She'll shoot it all the way back to Mattinger. The set from Pierce to Overstreet is a kill. Overstreet gets on top of it for the kill, and it's a three-point game. I am impressed with Jessica Overstreet. She is a terrific freshman player for the Bears. Haley Pierce goes back to serve for the Battling Bears. That goes back to Bowe. Alajova to Lechner, Kazmir. Kazmir does it again on the quick from Alajova. Perfectly placed quick set from Alajova to Kazmir. Found the floor on the Bears side of the net. Here comes Morrison to serve for the Jackets. Starting from the right side, she goes cross court to Loeffler. Nice pass to Pierce. The set to Overstreet, she has to push it over. Cruz is there on the dig. Alajova tries the dump shot, Mattinger is there. Loeffler runs it down. Now the push over the top by Eliasson. Alajova comes out to Bowe, off the block, and it's going to go down. Bowe with another kill as Eliasson can find the ball after the block. Bowe delivers again for the Jackets, 14-9. The Kellys talking to their team, trying to find the start button here. And Morrison just over the net, Overstreet with a great pass to Pierce. Here's Eliasson. She goes into the corner, and they call it out. It was right at the line judge's feet. She couldn't make the call. Eliasson shoots it long, and the Jackets are moving out in this fourth game, 15-9. Here's Morrison again. She goes back to Valdhusen. Nice pass to Pierce. Outside set to Overstreet. And they call a net violation. Another tight set produced a net violation from Overstreet. 16-9. It isn't really Pierce's fault. A lot of those passes are coming in a little wild off the service game of the Jackets. And Morrison pops one in the air. Loeffler has it. Pierce puts it right on the net for Overstreet. It gets stuff blocked and saved by Valdhusen. A flip back off the net. Then the push over the top by Loeffler. Here comes the Jacket offense. And Kazmir puts it away. Right inside the Bear block. It's 17-9 as Kazmir dumps it home. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back as Rocky wants to talk it over. Madeline Bears on the wrong side of an 8-point game here, 17-9. The Jackets just 13 away from wrapping up this match in four games. Rocky has had a comeback in him in at least two of the first three games, not much of one in that third game. And Hillary Morrison will continue to serve from Evansville, Wyoming for the Jackets. And she pops it over the top. Loeffler gets there, but it's an overpass and a put away by Bowe. Loeffler reacted late to that little short serve, and Bowe puts it away for the kill. 18-9. And Shows comes back into the game for the Madeline Bears to try to find some defensive answers. Morrison serving back to Overstreet. This time a great pass to Pierce. The quick to Eliason is dug out by Cottrell. There's the overpass and a block by Rocky. They try Bowe this time. Bowe gets it off the block and down. Eliason and Overstreet were there, but Bowe had too much on it. It found the floor for the 10-point lead for the Yellow Jackets. Hillary Morrison with a long service run here, and she'll continue. She goes back to Shows. This time a great pass to Pierce. Overstreet punches it long. 29. The Bears unraveling a little bit here. Coach is trying to find a way to ignite some defense and offense on the part of the Bears. They're switching people around, covering up some. Here comes the serve from Morrison. It's back to Shows. Pierce has it. Outside to Eliason. That's going to find the out. It's out. It's outside of the line. So a hitting error for Eliason. And the left-handed swing goes wide. 21-9. The Jackets just 9 points away. A little discussion back and forth here as they're trying to decide who gets the serve here. If that was out, obviously, the Jackets should get it. They call a touch. So that's Rocky's point. So give Eliason the kill, not a hitting error, as they called a touch. And Sarah Shaw cannot believe it. She goes, where was that call coming from? So back to 2010 Jackets. And it's side out Bears, and Sarah Manninger will serve for the Battling Bears. Still talking it over. And the crowd is watching with a lot of interest here. A lot of local players in this game tonight, so we have a big crowd as one of the rare chances for these players to go at it against each other. Many of them faced each other in high school. Loeffler and Solomon squared off against each other in a state championship final 2 years ago, and they're back out against each other here. And they finally award the point back to the Jackets, so no touch. So I have to take away that kill now from Jessica Eliason. And it's 21-9 Jackets. Here's Hillary Morrison still serving. And she served it, but they weren't ready. And they'll try it again. Lori Kelly wants to know what the call was. And she goes back to the bench, incredulous as to why that went back to the Jackets. And the down ref is urging both coaches, both first-year coaches, back to the bench. Go ahead and have a seat, they said. Morrison loads it up again. That's going to be a shank. Can Manninger get there? She did. Here comes the free ball over, just over the net by Eliason. There's the big swing from Bowe, and Bowe gets the kill. Everything working for the Yellow Jackets now. Alajova with a perfect set to Bowe, and Bowe put it home with a lot of mustard. 22-9. Morrison goes again. This time it's back to Manninger. Pierce goes outside to Eliason. Stuff block at the net. Kazmir gets the stuff block. Point Yellow Jackets, 23-9. A Bear meltdown in the fourth game. Morrison goes again. She pops it over the top. Bell Houston is there. Pierce, back set to Manninger, and that finds the floor finally. Manninger, not much on it, but it went straight down, hit about the 10-foot line. And Manninger stops the bleeding for the Bears. 23-10 now, and Manninger goes back to serve for Rocky Mountain. She goes cross-court to Cruz. Alajova back set to Kazmir, gets tipped, and it's saved. Can they get there? No. That ball went in the air off Shows as she took about the third deflection and popped it up in the air. No one could get there with enough on it to get it back over the net. So Kazmir with another kill. 24-10 Jacket. Here's Bo with a serve. Shows. Pierce gets a hand on it, shoots it to the back corner. I believe that was Overstreet that got that push kill to the back corner, 24-11. And Overstreet will go back to serve for the Bears. She sets up on the far right side, goes back to Cruz. Nice pass up to Alajova. She tries the dump shot, and they call her this time on the carry. She kind of had that in her hand a little bit too long as she started at about her shoulder and brought it over the top and threw it down. 24-12. Overstreet goes again. Back to Cruz. Here's Alajova. The outside set to Cotrato. And Cotto puts it away. Get my tongue twisted on her name here. It's actually Devin Cotto. Back to serve Kazmir for the Jacket. And she'll go back to Veldhuizen. A great pass to Pierce. They're going to go to the middle. Heston tries it. Eliasson. And Eliasson gets the kill. Jessica Eliasson gets side out for the Bears with a kill, 25-13 Jackets in the fourth game. Ashley Coburn will serve. Back deep to Bo. Bo with a nice pass up to Alajova. Here comes Lechner. She has a hitting error. She's made that slide and that quick work to perfection many times, but not that time. It's 25-14. Coburn will serve again for the Bears. Cross to Cruz. Alajova punches it up in the air. Here's Cotto, and she kills it right past the Overstreet. She was way off the net, and she turned her shoulders and went line. Another kill for Cotto. 26-14. The Jackets 4 points away from victory. And Alajova questions whether they want her to shoot the jump serve, and they say no. And she serves it out again. Another hitting error. Foot off the back line. Good call by the line judge. 26-15, Jackets with the 11-point lead. Veldhuizen will serve for the Battling Bears. That's back to Bo. Alajova comes this way to Solomon. Solomon goes cross-court, and she's dug out by Veldhuizen. The middle is working to perfection. This time a kill by Kelly Fox in the middle on the shoot set. Pierce went right to the middle. I think the block from the Jackets didn't know who that set was going to, and Fox grabbed it and put it away. Here's Veldhuizen, trailing by 10. Cruz with another nice pass to Alajova. The middle set to Cotto, dug out by Overstreet on the big kill, but the pass is bad. Now Overstreet gets it over. Bow's on it. Nice pass up to Alajova. The set to Cotto, blocked at the net by Rocky. Alajova, the quick to Lechner. She finds the little soft spot with the tip. It's 27. No, it's out. She missed it. Lechner just out. She tried to catch the corner of the front line, and it went just out. 26-17. Veldhuizen still serving. And she goes back to Bo. Alajova tries to save it. The put away. They call a roughing call on the Yellow Jackets. So the Bears fighting back. 26-18. Shanda Veldhuizen will serve again. There's the toss. She goes over the top. Bo barely gets a hand on it. Coburn with a perfect pass to Pierce. The quick set covered by Overstreet on the putback. Manager tries the cross-court kill. There's the push to the back. Saved by Overstreet. Coburn's there. Here comes the free ball from Rocky. Lechner with a pass to Alajova. Outside to Cotto. She shoots it out. Boy, Cotto had a lot on that one, but it was just out. And it's 26-19. Lori Kelly is trying to tell her team they can come back, so hang in there. Veldhuizen serves at the bow. Alajova takes the long pass, and she hits it twice. That pass a little tough for Alajova, and Sarah Shaw from the Jackets wants to talk things over. We'll take a short timeout. It's 26-20. The Bears are coming back.